like bread.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, tell me about all the different kinds of bread your mother used to make.
Well, she just made, finally, in the last years, she made a little bit of light bread. Mm-hmm. You could get yeast then, you know, and stuff. And the makings to make light bread. And she'd make some of that. Mm-hmm. But most of the time she made biscuit and cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Were there different forms, I mean, different things you could do with cornmeal?
Oh, yes. You make what they call the cake bread, rising bread, or you could make the pone bread.
Really?
Yeah. Make crackling cornbread, too. You take the cracklings from where you'd rendered it out, you know, to get the lard out of the hog fat, no? And, boy, mix them right in there and cook that. And now, bud, listen, that'll make you want a little more. Good crackling cornbread is hard to beat. And my wife can make it.
Oh, really? Great.
Yes, sir.
Great.
I got one of the old-timey cooks.
Yeah. The best around from right
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you ever make any kind of bread that was made in front of the fire?
Well, yes. Made it on the fire.
On the fire.
They'd take these old, I'll think of the name of them now in a minute. Old skillets.
Skillet.
But it had a top to it. And they'd set that on a pot of hot coals and put that bread in there and put that lid on it. And after a while, that's what they call a hoe cake.
Okay.
Yeah. And they'd take that out of there and turn it over, brown it on both sides. Now, in Alabama, they don't do that. It's white on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have some Alabama folks that go to church. In fact, of the business, her husband is a deacon in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And we carry dinner, spread dinner on church days at all of the churches that we go to. So she'd bring that hoe cake, but it's white. Now my wife made it, she can make it, but she browns it.
Mm-hmm.
She makes it right on top of the stove there, browns it.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have one of the best old things that there ever was in the world in the way of a man, old Pappy Parker from Atlanta. He was with the Woodruff Seed Company. He was sales manager for the Southern District. And as good a friend as I ever had in my life. He'd call me if he was coming down. He worked out of the Atlanta office, and I would buy seed from him.
Mm-hmm.
The Woodruff Seed Company. And so he would call me when he'd get to O'Kella. He'd always have to stop and see Francis Brannan. Elmer,
I'll be in.
The Plant Hotel tonight. I'll be there to spend the night. And tomorrow I want to go home with you for dinner. And I want you to have mustard greens and tell Vera to cook some hoe cake. Now, Pappy did love his hoe cake. Now, boy, he did. All right. Well, I never disappointed him. I'd get those fresh mustard greens somehow or another. Get them home. Vera would fix them for him. And he'd come home with me, and he'd eat. Boy, he did enjoy that. They carried me to Milford, Connecticut with them one time. That was a home office. And tried to hire me. I said, how long have I got to answer that? He said, well, 30 days, 2 months, whatever time you want. So I said, all right. I waited till I got back to Plant City here. We came in a few days, and they made me the offer.